Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM. And as usual on a Tuesday afternoon, that means it's swing time. Presented by myself, John Yule, and a little bit later on, Michael Coates. And we will promise that this is the only programme you can hear on the British radio this week which will not mention the World Cup. Nor, for that matter, the comings and goings at the head of the government. We began by revisiting a brand new album with a tune written by as far back as 1903 by Argentinian Ángel Velaldo. When English lyrics were added in 1952, no less than six versions were in the US Top 30 at the same time. El Choquia, then, came from trumpeter Bria Skomberg's album Brass, which was recorded at the Samurai Studios, Hotel Studios to be precise, in New York City on the 31st and of July, the 1st of August as well, last year. With Bria, we heard from Luther Allison on piano, Eric Wheeler on bass, and Darian Douglas on percussion. As ever, thanks for joining us this afternoon. I hope you're going to enjoy the break from the doom and gloom of things for the next couple of hours on the music that has been chosen for you, particularly by Michael later on, but also from myself for this first hour, which now presents a first play on Swing Time for this new release from Steve Wilson, who I featured many times before on other musicians' dates, but I think this is the first time I've played recordings with Steve as the leader. His new album is called Enduring Sonnets and was recorded at the Power Station in New York City on the 9th and 10th of September last year. This, then, is a composition by Ileana Elias, which I think from memory she actually included on her last album, and this composition is called A Vuelta. saxophonist and flutist and clarinet player and piccolo player Steve Wilson, born at, or in rather, Hampton, Virginia, Virginia State, that is, and he attended Virginia Commonwealth University before moving to New York, playing in the Mingus Big Band and the Smithsonian Jazz Orchestra, leading to a tour with Lionel Hampton in Europe, a three-year stint with the Dave Holland Group, and a period of as a member of Chick Corea's original sextet. He is currently on the faculty of no less than four different universities. Steve's pianist and arranger here is Renee Rosnos, whom I have to say continues in her vein of using some unusual rhythms, often within track variations, which don't, in my opinion, always give the band members the best vehicle in which to demonstrate their range and abilities. On this next track, however, that this proves to be less of an obstacle, at least to my ears. The lineup on the album then: Steve Wilson on alto, soprano and flute, Renee Rosnos on the piano and Fender, Joe Lockwood on vibes, Jay Anderson on bass, Kendrick Scott on drums, and Kevin Newton, he's on two of the tracks, playing the French horn. All eight tracks are selections from the pens of familiar names, and in this example, Quincy Jones, which, for my money, this is the standout track on the album. It's called The Eyes of Love.
Thank you.
Two tracks there, back-to-back from Steve Wilson's new CD. We heard a Milton Nascimento number called Francisco, I think it is. And that was followed, as previewed, by the Quincy Jones number, The Eyes of Love. Steve Wilson's new album is called Enduring Sonance and is on the Smoke Sessions label. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and I'm your host for the first hour of the programme, as usual, John Yule. For the second time in recent weeks, here's the much-missed songstress Joyce Breech. This is from one of Joyce's two tribute albums in remembrance of Mabel Mercer, surely the most successful New York cabaret performer to have been born in Burton-on-Trent. The track Some Fine Day was composed in 1953 by the Society pianist and at one time Mabel Mercer accompanist Cy Walter, this recording having been made in October 2002 at the Acoustic Recording Studios in Brooklyn. Keith Ringham on piano, James Cirillo on guitar and Greg Cohen on bass. Some Fine Day is sung for us now by Joyce Breech.
Some fine day, I'll get my mind off you, or figure out a way to make you see my point of view. Some fine day, I'll get your mind on me. I'm going to say and do some things that ought to make you see how we're wasting time instead of tasting the sublime we know is waiting. It doesn't seem quite fair. You ought to give my love a little higher rating. Anyway, I'll keep my fingers crossed. You can't keep shying, I'll just keep on trying. Maybe your heart will be lost some fine day. Some fine day, I'll get my mind off you, or figure out a way see my point of view. Some fine day, I'll get your mind on me. I'm going to say and do some things that ought to make you see how we're wasting time instead of tasting the sublime we know is waiting. It doesn't seem quite fair. You ought to give my love a little higher rating. Anyway, I'll keep my fingers crossed. You can't keep shying, but I'll keep on trying. Maybe your heart will be lost. So
another Swing Time premiere now. This is the brand new release from pianist Emmett Cohen, an album called Universal Truth, recorded at Sear Sounds in New York on the 5th of October 2025. As usual, there is Emmett's usual mixture of originals and standards. The two selections I have made today both come from a three-movement suite composed by Emmett. Don't worry, this is better than the UK music school projects, which we are often subjected to at various British venues. This is actually the first of the three works then, and it's called Eternal Glimpse.
Thank you.
them at Cohen on piano in this new CD of his. We also hear from Joe Farnsworth on drums, Yoshima Nakamura or Ben Carter on bass, Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, George Coleman or T-Von Pennicott on tenor. Here then is the third and final movement of this suite of Emmett's, and it's also the album title track. This is Universal Truth from Emmett Cohen. Mark Cohen's brand new album, Universal Truth, has just been released in the UK on the Mac Avenue label. Time for the gig guide now. This won't take very long from it. Reasons I'll explain in a minute. The Keith Peters Big Band are in action tonight at the Farm Road Social Club. 8:30 start there. And Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow evening, the 1st of July, is it? Yes. They'll be presenting Nye Banfield, a Birmingham-based saxophonist. He'll be playing with pianist Robbie Moore, drummer Ewan Moore, rather, and the bass player Hamish Knucklesmore. This is described as being a presentation of lyrical and richly textured music coming from a diverse range of influences. There will, I assume, be a gig at Commanders with the Big Swing on Thursday night, and I assume there will be Leopold Square gigs on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. But as often happens when we go out a day or so before the change of the month, I've no information to hand because they haven't been quite ahead of time in terms of bringing their website up to date. I'm certain there will be gigs on at those venues, though. Now, the first recording this week, not recorded in the New York area. And when I tell you we are going to Cologne, you will know that it's time for the WDR Big Band and their new album with vocalist Kurt Elling, who over the last couple of years has been vocalising the works of Joe Zawinul. Here is such an example, Current Affairs. The album is called In the Brass Palace, recorded at Studio 4 in Cologne during the 1st and 6th of October 2024. The arranger is Bob Minzer, who also plays tenor. The trumpeter is Ruud Bruls, and of course the vocalist is Kurt Elling.
A kind of shyness, knowing life would spin and wind in paths of shading vines and in gentle, quiet byways where secret wonders would unfold for you. Just a child, you were just a tiny soul, a little bit. How were you to know the truth, the whole of it? Now the curtain falls and the journey calls, and you fear with no. Thank you. let me tell you what's as true for you. As for any, you are one with generations who have made it through. One of many, and hidden hands will always guide and hold you, and tides will flow you home. It's a fact, it's physics, it's known, you know. Though we never speak it, but while we're here, it still echoes in the ear for us to hear. Crazy brain shows that try to jive us. 'Cause when the crystal fire takes on the enchanted form of you and starts to shining in the clear blue, it lights a pathway that can cut through the corkscrew, the maze. And your being here proves it's true. Your bliss and meaning wait for you to find them. But you'll have to do some walking. Who gets up early knows the moment light begins unlocking. Close both your eyes and see with the center of your soul. Flow down and down and down and down in ever-widening rings of being until the bells toll.
And the yes, if the WDR big band is the best big band in the world, then the next lineup could be contenders for second place. Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, here playing behind Wayne Shorter. This was recorded on May the 14th, 2015, at Frederick P. Rose Hall. And if you listen hard to the audience, you might hear me, because I was there. This is an arrangement by Sherman Irby, who we hear on alto, and we also hear from trombonist Vincent Gardner, and of course on tenor Wayne Shorter. This is Hammerhead. And that just about finishes the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. I'll be missing next week. I'll be handing over to Michael Coates for the full programme next week. And indeed, I'll be handing over to Michael Coates in approximately 2 or 3 minutes' time. We've heard a composition by Elenia Alias this afternoon already. We started now we're going to hear as a pianist from her album Dreamer, recorded in 2004 in New York, of course, where else, although the string section was actually recorded here in London at Abbey Road. This is probably my favourite Bacharach and David composition, A House Is Not a Home.